Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to bring this train to the station. We had a little rough ride today. We're up at the Sandy Corley Memorial Bike Run up here in Rothbury, Michigan, 24th year, raising a bunch of money for cancer research. All stays local, goes right down to the Muskegon to
Hackley Medical Center
to help them with their cancer research and treatments down there. It's a great day, but we've not been able to connect with any of our guests today, so we appreciate you listening to Bob and I ramble on as we move through the show. But anyway, if you don't have anything to do this afternoon, get up here. It's impressive. There's going to be over 3,000 bikes. They're going to do a big bike show later on. They've got Eddie Money going to do a concert tonight. I know there's still tickets available for that as well. Big beer tent up here and lots of food and stuff going on. Just a great time to come up and enjoy an outdoor evening in mid-Michigan. But I'm Jop, and he's Bob, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Too much coffee.
Yeah.
Eddie Mahoney will be on tonight. One of the greats in the rock world. Like 31, he turned into a rocker. He's a New York cop named Ed Mahoney.
Yeah.
And had some talent and just quit, threw off his badge and took a mic, and God, the guy's made a ton of money.
Yeah, and well, and he's very entertaining as well.
Yeah.
But we've got the Grilling Club coming up, the next version of it. We had it this Wednesday down at Zager's Pool and Spa, and we broke down a recipe from Chef Jeff Dewey a little earlier in the show for some porchetta that was pretty good. Our next one is coming up in downtown Grand Rapids on July the 18th at the Old World Olive Press, which is right on the corner of Ionia and Monroe Center. Great location.
I don't think it's Ionia. I think it's the street just south. Is it Ionia?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But anyway, right downtown on Monroe Center, you can't miss it. It's right on the corner of there, and we're going to have a great time down there. We're going to do the next installment. We'll be talking more about that as that gets closer to us as well. But should be a lot of fun. We just had a great time this last Wednesday night there at Zager's. Threw down some great food. Had some of Jop's famous grilled bananas there. Turned out okay. Some people had them before. I think they were being nice to me, telling me they were good, but they turned out.
Oh, they are. You know everybody likes your bananas, Randy.
Yeah.
I want to talk just briefly about, we've got a pretty cool new event coming up here. We had Matt Greff from Arbor Brewing on a couple weeks ago at St. Anthony's, and they're going to celebrate Michigan's first solar brewery, which is kind of funny. But Wednesday, July 7th, ABC will be there broadcasting, and at their Ann Arbor, downtown Ann Arbor location, their original location. And the Corner Brewery will be the largest solar installation of any microbrewery east of Colorado. So check out Arbor Brewing online. It's arborbrewing.com. And that would be something kind of cool. I don't know how that's going to work, but solar brewery.
What are they? They're using solar power in part of the brewing process? Is that it?
I just don't know that. And Matt was, I tried getting Matt on, but it's a good thing we didn't have him scheduled because this whole...
the train is coming to the station, thank goodness.
Clickety-clank.
Yeah. Made another recipe for my buds when we went up fishing here these last couple days. And pardon the name, but it's spiced nuts is what I made. And basically what it is, I took 2 cups of salted mixed nuts. I put a teaspoon of, like, chipotle chili powder in there. And then a little bit of ground cumin to spice them up and some pepper. And then a tablespoon of butter, and I put all of that on a sheet of foil, and then formed a little packet, wrapped around it, and I grilled those for about 10 minutes, turned them 3 or 4 times, but I basically took those salted peanuts and spiced them up a little bit, and when you get them warm and they got a little butter on them, makes the seasoning stick well. Oh, man, that was a fantastic treat. Just something quick to throw on and surprise people with. You know, they see you standing at the grill, and all of a sudden you pop this thing open, rip the foil open, and set it in the middle of the table. Easy to do. You could use any of the spices you want if you want to put garlic on them, a little more salt maybe. You know, again, I just use the cumin to light them up a little bit, but just a great little snack to pull together, and people are surprised when they get, you know, fresh hot peanuts off the grill. It was good.
What temperature did you bring those to, Jop?
You know, I didn't put a probe in them, Bob. I just put a tinfoil packet on there and left them on for about 10 minutes, pulled them off. They were steaming, though.
Okay.
So I know they got hot.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone. You know, talking about that flat iron like we were just a minute ago, medium rare is 130 to 135, and that's where you want to bring it to. And there again, that's why you need a good thermometer. Because that temperature creeps really quick, and I'd pull it off at 130 because it's still going to raise a couple degrees. You'll be in between 130 and 135 by the time it's all said and done. As you park it, it's going to keep rising a little bit.
Yep, your beef is going to sit there at that 130 to 135. You're doing pork on the grill, a pork loin. You always want to get that above 165, your pork, just to make sure. I know the shoulders and stuff, when we smoke them, we're looking for an internal temperature of about 190 to 200.
Yeah.
When those are
they
done.
They pull nice at 200. You wrap them at about 170, wrap them in foil. But legally, you can serve pork now. Thank you, Mother Government, at 145. They've allowed us to. So
yeah, I guess I don't understand why the government has to be involved in the temperature of my meat, but they are.
They have to be involved in every part of your life, Randy. Get used to it. And love it.
Yeah.
Share, you nasty one percenter.
Well, you know what? If you can hear this in the background, we're at the Sandy Corley Memorial Bike Run. They're wheeling out of here to begin their run right now. It's a great day. We're raising a bunch of money for cancer research and support. You got to get up here at Rothbury and try this out. This is Man's World, and I think it's a little time, or rather, it's time for a little man law. Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Okay. Today's Man Law, brought to you, of course, every week by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. Good pasties, you got to get them. You can also get them at Maryland's NADA now. So, is it permissible in the pursuit of humor to tap the top of another man's beer bottle with the bottom of your beer bottle, causing the other man's beer bottle to fizz over?
I vote no.
You are correct, sir. No, as there are plenty of other things that make us laugh without wasting a drop of beer, like Japanese game shows, Undercover Brother on DVD, Jimmy Johnson's hair. No wasting beer in the pursuit of humor.
Right. You know, you hang out with your buddies. If you can't find something to laugh about with your buddies, man, get some different buddies. Because I just spent four or five of my buddies spent a couple days together fishing. And I tell you what, it was a yuck the whole time. We just get together, enjoy this, fire up a grill.
And you don't need to bake.
No. I got a little project I got to do. My dog fence went down, so I'm going to be out sweating it up in the woods later.
Good.
But,
good.
You know, it all, that's life, man. Stuff happens.
We enjoyed the Fog Hat last night, and our closing song is going to be, I was a big Fog Hat fan in the 70s. Love these guys, but the closing song by Fog Hat is one of my favorites. I got greedy this time and just chose one of my favorites instead of trying to pick the popular one. It's called Step Outside, and it's appropriate because we're all about grilling. We want you to step outside, and so does Fog Hat. And I enjoyed watching them last night and hanging out with everybody here. They're a good group of guys. We had some other bands, too, from Grand Rapids, and I honestly can't think of their names right now, but we've really enjoyed the show. Thank you so much to Bighton Insurance Company for sponsoring us on this, and we've been glad you've been hanging out with us today.
Next week, Bob, we're down at Fen Valley Winery, right on the southwest side of Grand Rapids, down by, actually, by Berrien Springs down there, and we'll be doing our, they have a wine festival down there, so next week's show will be all about pairing wines with grilled food. So
check us out on Facebook. We'll post it again.
Yeah, that's right. Stick with us. Come back with us next week, rather. We're the Grilling Guys. The train is at the station.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.